More than 250 people attended a public hearing in Charlestown over the weekend regarding the future of the MARC train service, or Maryland Area Regional Commuter, in West Virginia's Eastern Panhandle. Maryland is asking West Virginia to either foot the bill or see a reduction in service. The MARC train, based in Maryland, has six trains that service West Virginia every weekday. It's been serving West Virginia commuters living in the Eastern Panhandle since the 1970s, but West Virginia has largely never paid for the service. Ridership over the years has declined, but an estimated 250 West Virginians use the train daily. The Maryland Transit Administration, or MTA, is requesting nearly $3.5 million from West Virginia, or it will cut four of those six trains starting on November 4th of this year. Delegate John Doyle, a Democrat from Jefferson County, said many at the hearing want the MTA to give West Virginia at least one more year to find the money and keep the service as it is.
If it is cut back, some people would probably lose their jobs. Many people would, in fact, clog the highways with even more cars than there are now.
The public comment period regarding the MARC train in West Virginia ends on October 7th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.